with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Thad Alger and all the good folks there helping people save, anywhere from 10 to 20% on their power bill. Wouldn't that be great to do and to know and to lock in the savings for a long, long time to come? Gentleman Jim Dallas is joining us with a story about Elvis and how the people that own the likeness of Elvis are sending out cease and desist letters.
Yeah, this is something that, Elvis died, 45 years ago?
Hard to believe.
This year, it really is. And of course, everybody has always associated Las Vegas and Elvis as one thought process ever since. And we've seen the pink Cadillacs. We've seen the sideburns and the bell-bottom jeans. Well, now the company that looks over that image of Elvis and everything Elvis, it's a group called Authentic Brands Group, ABG. They license everything from the name Elvis to, they do it all. And they look over just the entire image. Well, there's some businesses which, of course, have been targeted. These chapels, which have Elvis as the king of their logo. That would include Viva Las Vegas and Vegas Weddings, Elvis Chapel, Elvis Weddings.
I mean, the entertainers down on Fremont Street? Come on.
Right. So all of these people, apparently this cease and desist letter, which is going out to all these different weddings, and come on, June is tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And so the timing couldn't have been any worse. And there's a new movie coming out about Elvis, which is going to be released on June 24th. So it's horrible, horrible timing for these people. But they have been sent cease and desist letters.
Wow.
And they're basically saying that, more to come if you don't adhere to this letter. So we're keeping our eye on this. There might be some legality there and a financial penalty of some sort, but at least for right now, they're apparently still doing their thing.
Come on, have a sense of humor. Elvis Weddings, it's Vegas, baby.
Where have they been for 45 years?
I know. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget, Inspire Solar Solutions, 702-518-9646. That's 702-518-9646. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative, and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth, and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Three additional nations joining an international investigative team probing war crimes in Ukraine. The announcements come amid calls for those responsible for the atrocities since Russia invaded Ukraine. Estonia, Latvia, and Slovakia signing an agreement during a coordination meeting to join Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine in the joint investigative team. The ICC prosecutor says teamwork is needed.
Karim Khan thinks the latest coordination shows there's a common front of legality that's absolutely necessary, not just for Ukraine, he says, but for the continuation of peace and security all over the world. Meanwhile, Ukraine's prosecutor general says her office has already opened some 15,000 criminal probes related to the war and identified over 500 suspects.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. Michael Sussman has been found not guilty. The attorney for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign had been acquitted of lying to the FBI. Also at townhall.com, a Florida sheriff issuing a stern warning.
The warning comes in a video posted on Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino's Twitter account. In Marcino's words, "Present deadly physical force at one of our schools. We're not going to wait 1 second. We are going to kill you because you can't kill evil enough." His remarks follow the arrest of a Florida fifth grader who had allegedly threatened a mass shooting.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Witnesses say a 9-year-old girl surviving a cougar attack while camping in Washington State. Authorities say the child did fight back, and adults quickly rushed in to help and found the girl covered in blood. She has been hospitalized, but doctors say she will recover fully. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the miles-long backup on southbound Interstate 15 at the Nevada-California border could soon get some relief. That wasn't the case yesterday, as the RTC reported a 12-mile backup on Interstate 15 southbound heading into California during most of the day. The California Department of Transportation, better known as Caltrans, has put out a contract for a bid for a planned $12 million project on a stretch of Interstate 15 from the Nevada-California border to the agriculture station. That's where the road goes from 3 lanes down to 2, where it causes a massive backup pretty much weekly. The project calls for repaving and restriping the shoulder so that can be used as a third lane during high traffic times, mainly on Sundays and Mondays following busy weekends in Las Vegas. Caltrans officials say they do hope that new lane will be open by late summertime. Well, early voting is underway for the upcoming Nevada primary election. The voting began this past Saturday. It runs through the 10th of June at various locations throughout the valley. Locations and more information are available at the Clark County website. Remember, primary election day is Tuesday, June 14th.
Time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash consuming the left lane, Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. Looks like they have finally moved over to the left shoulder, but watch it there. Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. Also, road work on Nellis, that's between Tropicana and Craig. The restrictions begin nightly at 8 p.m.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, and it is great to be back at work. I want to thank Pat Casale. He is a good friend, but he is also a wonderful backup host that when I get sick, although I don't think I've been sick at all here, or when I need a day off to kind of recharge the batteries, he is always there, and I really, really appreciate him. He is born for public service, and from time to time he gets a chance to hook up, talk into the microphone, listen on the headphones, and I really appreciate him. Yesterday, if you're wondering how I spent my my weekend, it was really cool. I went to the Doobie Brothers on Saturday night. Then yesterday went to see Top Gun Maverick. And it was, I got to tell you, both were outstanding. The Doobie Brothers, after all these years, can still bring it. I mean, I hate to say it, but they were great at Planet Hollywood. And I had a lot of fun. It was just, it was a great evening and a lot of fun and a great venue. Planet Hollywood's a great venue. And Top Gun was marvelous. I thought it was outstanding. I loved how it was so pro-American. And you know, we have so many people talking down America. A lot of people in our own government are talking down America. But it was great to see Tom Cruise again. And it was just a great movie. I mean, it really honestly was. I urge you to see it. But here's what's weird. That coming off a period where the film industry really struggled for the longest time, people didn't want to set foot in a movie theater with a mask or without a mask. They just didn't want to do it. But I got to tell you, people were and the place was filled. I went to South Point. And you know, Michael Gaughan's place. And had a great time, but we got the last seats in the theater, and we got there right at 3:45. The showtime was 3:45. They have previews and all of that sort of stuff, what they call trailers. But I got to tell you, every seat was taken. And I talked to some of the help. I talked to some of the ushers and concession people, and they told me, at least so far, since Friday or whenever the movie opened up, that they've been playing before packed houses. This has been a blockbuster of blockbusters. It's been that good. And that to me is important. Now, I want to get back to the business at hand, because Mo Brooks was on with Sandra Smith on Fox News Sunday. And Mo Brooks is an Alabama congressman. And he answered essentially the same question that every Republican will have to answer on gun control. And now that we've had shootings on opposite sides of the country, and now you've got the horrific loss of life in Texas and elsewhere around the nation, Democrats are going to force, in debates with the left-wing media, Republicans are going to have to answer questions on gun control. And those who survive will figure out how to answer the question. But it's the same question asked over and over and over again. This was Mo Brooks. This is Cut 4, the Alabama congressman, on with Sandra Smith on Fox News Sunday.
Would you support any changes, sir, to the current gun laws on the books?
Well, let's, for emphasis, understand what the Second Amendment is about. The Second Amendment is designed to help ensure that we, the citizenry, always have the right to take back our government should it become dictatorial. That was a great fear of the founding fathers, and quite frankly, it's a fear today. And as long as we enjoy uninfringed Second Amendment rights, then we don't really have to worry that much about the government ever becoming dictatorial. But the moment that we take from our citizenry our ability to take our government back is the moment that the ability of dictatorial forces increases to the point where perhaps they will try to implement a dictatorial government at the federal level. So I want to protect the Second Amendment right to bear arms. The amendment is very clear. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If there are proposals out there that guarantee the rights of the American people to freely exercise their Second Amendment right to bear and keep arms, then I'll consider them. But if you're talking about depriving people of their Second Amendment right to bear arms, well, first, it's unconstitutional. So you're going to have to address that with a constitutional amendment, and we'll see how Congress and the states react to that kind of measure. But second, it's not the proper way to go if you want to preserve our freedoms. And I say that having been the target of an assassination attempt on a baseball field in Virginia, where 170 some odd bullets were fired over about a 7-minute period of time. So I've been in the middle of one of these things, and I was a primary target of the assassin, where he had my name, my physical description in his pocket at the time he launched this attack. What we have to do is stop the motivation that causes these criminals, these horrific individuals, to do what they do.
And that, I thought, was a very, very measured, smart answer. But I'm gonna promise you that every Republican candidate up for election, re-election, or an open seat, doesn't matter, every Republican's gonna have to answer that question. And I thought Mo Brooks had it down pat. I really honestly believe that that's the kind of answer. It's our Second Amendment. It's guaranteed us the right to keep and bear arms. But yet all of us are going to have to answer that question. And those that answer it that way, I think, make a lot of sense. And it's something that the American people can say, yeah, okay, I can buy that. I really believe that that's what it's going to come down to. Those who can answer that question and make it sound reasonable. And those that don't are going to be crucified. I mean, they really honestly are. I mean, they're going to pay a political price. And the people that answer that question the way Mo Brooks did, they're probably going to get reelected, or in this case, elected. Coming up a little bit later on, Aaron Manfredi will join us. He's a candidate for Nevada Board of Regents, District 8. And we're going to talk about the challenges that we face in our state relative to not K through 12. I mean, we know what the challenge is there. But essentially, how we're going to function as a state when it comes to higher education. What is a degree from UNLV or UNR going to be worth? Think about that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news that I just can't wait to tell you about. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been over-the-top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109. Or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Always good to have Rick Grinnell on. He's the former U.S. Director of National Intelligence, the former U.S. Ambassador to Germany, and he has endorsed Adam Laxalt. Rick Grinnell joins us. Rick, how you been, my friend?
I am great. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Want to ask you, news of the day, Michael Sussman, a Clinton campaign attorney, is acquitted. He gets off. And now the question is, what happens next? Your thoughts on what went down today in federal court?
Well, first of all, let's be very clear about one thing. Michael Sussman lied. He lied to the FBI. We've always known this. And all of the Clinton donors and AOC donors that served on the jury can't change the facts that he lied. What they can do is they can not convict him, but they will never change the truth. And the truth is that he lied. Now, look, I spent a long time declassifying information so that Durham had the right information. I think the Durham investigation has taken way too long. I think the focus should be Jim Comey. Clearly, FBI senior officials, DOJ senior officials all knew that the Russian collusion narrative was a hoax, and yet they kept pushing it forward. And you don't have to take my word for it. I've been telling everybody that all of the transcripts that I declassified are still on the DNI website. You can go to dni.gov. You can read those transcripts unredacted fully so that you can make up your own decision. And then you can decide if what these people say on CNN and MSNBC about Russian collusion with Donald Trump is actually the truth, because when they're under oath, they had a completely different story.
Does this bring the investigation to a halt, the fact that there was an acquittal today?
I don't think so. I think that what we really need to see is a full, unredacted report of all the information. There are so many people that are guilty here, and I would give my opinion to keep going. You know, we prosecute crimes that are in the past, and these crimes happened. And I can tell you, I looked at the information I saw with my own eyes, which is why I pushed for declassified, unredacted versions. And the reality is that, you know, Washington, D.C. is not the place to have a fair trial. It's filled with 90% of the people that voted for progressive policies. I mean, look at the jury that pool that they got. And I think Durham should have said, you know, I can't do this in Washington. I'm not going to be able to have a fair trial. But nevertheless, we must prosecute people who committed crimes in this country. We're not a third world dictatorship.
Do you think there will be other charges coming out of this case?
I think there should be.
Cool. I like that. I like that. I want to ask you, because I've known for a while that you're endorsing Adam Laxalt. I'm curious, though, what is it that led you to Adam Laxalt?
Well, first of all, I worked very closely with Adam, and President Trump, you know, endorsed Adam right away. I as I was sitting here waiting for you to come on, and during the commercial break, I heard a commercial from Sam Brown, and I just got to be honest with you. This guy is totally lying in that commercial. He doesn't know the facts. He probably doesn't know the facts because he was in Texas when all this was happening, running for office. He pretends to be hating career politicians, but he's been running for other offices in other states for a very long time. I hope the voters realize what a phony he is, because this commercial that he gave is not only filled with errors, but there are errors that easily could have been proven. Let me just point out one thing. I know Donald Trump. Donald Trump endorsed Adam Laxalt. Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to come in after the election and take over the legal portion. Now, what Sam is trying to say is that Adam Laxalt was in charge of the legal strategy during the election, which is not true. The RNC was in charge of that. He's trying to blur all of this. Again, he doesn't know the facts because he was in Texas. But if you were in Nevada, you realized that Adam Laxalt was on the front lines, one of the only ones on the front lines pushing for this. And it's a phony commercial to pretend otherwise. And I'll just finish with this. Sam Brown knows that Adam Laxalt was endorsed immediately by Donald Trump and the entire Trump family. And so when he attacked